Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, that applause was mad delayed. Happy Friday, all motherfuckers. How y'all doing? Welcome to the juice. Y'all know how I'm starting this all crazy and stuff. No, I'm kidding. How y'all doing? How was y'all week? My week was stressful. I ain't gonna sit here and act like roses and ice cream and shit. It was stressful. Lord knows. Lord knows. Lord knows. Lord knows. But, you know, I made it through. I made it through. My boss tried to keep me in. You know, I had to get home so I could prepare for the show. And my boss at 5:45 come up and said, okay, you ready? You ready to take a customer? I'm like, okay, no. Like, I'm about to go home so I could do the juice. Like, son, you don't know you rocking with a star? He don't know, y'all. He don't know. Anyway, all right, I got to stop being ratchet because I got to talk about God. And I can't be mixing ratchetness in with the Lord. It's just not going to work. He ain't going to bless it. He ain't going to bless it. But y'all know I have to do I Be Clear when I start my show. I got to start off with positivity. And you know what? No matter how ratchet I am, God still loves me. I just want to let y'all know. So all them people that think you got to be perfect and holier than, you know, just holier than thou and you don't curse, you don't have sex, you don't cuss people out, you don't judge people. You stop your damn lie. Stop your lies. Okay? Okay? You can't get ratchet people like myself who need to be saved and need to do better to follow you if you try to be all pissy and perfect all the time. People can't do it. You got to be real. You got to be real. Yes, I'm ratchet. Yes, I may cuss you out. I may beat you down, but I still have a relationship with God. And guess what? In all my ratchetness, he still loves me. Don't you see I'm still here? Don't you see I'm blessed? I'm fine. Anyway, y'all know, 31 days, I Be Clear. Today we're on day 21, and it states as follows, I declare God's supernatural favor over my life. Yes, I do. What I could not make happen on my own, God will make happen for me. Supernatural opportunities, healing, restoration, and breakthroughs are coming my way. Yes, God, I am getting stronger, healthier, and wiser. Yes, I am. I just feel it in my spirit. I will discover talent I didn't know I had. What? I will discover talent I didn't know I had, and I will accomplish my God-given dream. This is my declaration. Well, I'll be. I said I'll be. I like that. Wow. Supernatural opportunities, healing, restoration. Lord knows I need a healing and a restoration. I got a feeling I'm going to get all of that on June 25th, between the 25th and the 29th. I just feel in my spirit that I'll be restored. And breakthroughs are coming my way. You know, like, when you are piled on and piled on with stress, you know, you're like, God, like, what's happening? Like, why can't I get any relief? Why aren't you listening to me? Why can't you hear my cry? Why are you not answering my prayers? What's going on? Like, you're going to be okay, because if you weren't, you wouldn't be going through it. He never puts more on you than you can bear, okay? He never puts more on you than you can bear. So if you're going through it, even though you feel like you're going to break, and even though you feel like he doesn't hear you, no, he's there. When you're going through the test, the teacher is quiet. Because a lot of times he wants to see how you're going to behave through the stress, through the fire, through the storm. He wants to know, will you remain humble? Will you curse him? Will you still love him when your days aren't good? So you got to be grateful and thankful and remember to praise him in the hallway. I love when it says, I am getting stronger, healthier, and wiser. When I said I feel that in my spirit, I really have lately been feeling that in my spirit. I feel stronger. You know, I've been personal with y'all. I told y'all what I went through with the guy I was talking to while he went back to his ex-fiance and all that stuff. Like, that junk hurt me, man. That junk hurt me real bad. So I needed him to heal me because it broke my heart. And you know what? I've had my heart broken before, and I have to give myself a pat on the back because this go round, I'm really going through this thing like a G, for real, seriously. Like, I am trooping through this mug, okay? So shout out to all my women out there who are going through something like what I'm going through, you know, that heartache, but I'm still pressing on. And I got to look at that nigga every day, you know? And I'm still good. I still smile. I still am happy. It just... I'm just sad, you know, about giving. Well, we'll get into that when we get into broken vision because y'all know how. Healthier. It says I am getting healthier. I have feel like I've been getting healthier. You know what I did? I went to GNC, guys, and I got these pills. They're big, though. They're like horse pills, but they make you, they give you energy, their metabolism, and something else. But anyway, it gives you energy, and it just makes me feel so good. You know, I just feel energized throughout my day, and I'm happier, and I feel lighter. You know, it's been helping, and I've been taking them for about 2 weeks now, and I really started seeing a difference, like, after the first day I took them. That's why I continue, because I'm really not good with pills, but these I've been taking consistently, seriously. So I've been feeling healthier and wiser. The reason why I personally feel wiser is because, for real, y'all, I'm never going back to doing the stupid things I did as far as finances are concerned, as far as love is concerned. And I've been doing good. I'm wiser as far as my job is concerned because as much as A1 Toyota gets on my last nerve, I still got my job. I ain't quit. I ain't walk out. Y'all thought I was going to walk out. All my family members were like, you still working? Yay! They be happy. They be happy, baby. But, yeah, that was the ID clip for today. Day 21. When I come back, I'm going to get into Broken Vision by Horatio Jones. Horatio, like, you need to come on a juice, fool. I'm picking up your book. You don't know I'm famous, huh? Billions of them.
I confess, SOS, I need you daily. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gon' help these babies? My.
I've been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Thoughts over my head, making me stress all day long. They won't let me rest, hands on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back gets the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your it's all about what you want. Family used to be first, things getting worse in my home. My brother is hurt, we need a word, it's too far gone. I need a lifeline right now, 911 won't do. My back against the wall now, done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail, I'm lost without you.
Help now, see. I feel left out, I can't tell my right from my left now. But my mama's crying cause my daddy's dying. He got pains all in his chest now. My daughter's having these nightmares. I might be wrong, but I'm right here, yeah. I'm trying to hold on when my hands hurt or the ropes out. Cause when life fights, it don't fight fair. So I'm leaning all on these ropes now. And I got hope, but it's slow now. So I'm leaning all on these ropes now. Like never leave me, won't forsake me. If you don't help me, I don't make it.
Hello? I'm sorry, y'all. Technical difficulties. I'm so ratchet. First of all, I can't even tell y'all what I'm doing. I just really cannot tell y'all what I am doing, but it is not holy. I just got to be honest. All right. Y'all know what time it is. I'm sorry. Broken Vision Time, guys. By Horatio Jones. Okay? I need a theme song, though. Like, hello? Hello to all the artists out there. I need a theme song for the juice. Somebody need to make up a song or something, you know, a rap or something. Yo, Juice says she got a big old butt. Yo, Juice, no, we can't do that. We can't do that and then jump into ID Clear. You know, we just cannot do that, okay? So we got to come up with something. Y'all got to help us with the house. You know what I'm saying? I need a little help. The air is singing, help. Lord, I need your. Didn't I sound like Sister Mabel from church? God, don't play with me, man. Mother Mabel, you know, she shakes when she's saying, Lord. Her wig be shaking. I'm sorry. All right. Broken Vision, guys. I don't even remember where I left off last week. I ain't going to start telling no lies. Y'all know I don't know how to lie. I done told y'all about telling them lies. Okay, so I'm just going to jump in. I'm just going to skip around. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to skip around. We're going to talk about important things, though. We show live. I said we show live. Matter of fact, what song am I going to play next? I need to get that. I know what I'm going to play next. All right, Broken Vision by Horatio Jones. I'm going to read Do Not Stop Loving. Yeah, because certain people make you want to just stop loving and just start hating full throttle. You know, you don't want to give nobody a chance. All right. Do not stop loving. Instead, you should start loving for you. Use love to redefine your status as an individual that is disconnected from the source of your pain. Use love to redefine your status as an individual that is disconnected from the source of your pain. Disconnect from the source of your pain. Yeah, you got to disconnect. Dad. When you love and live for you, the source of your pain transfigures into the loneliness and disconnectedness that only you can work on. The source of your pain will no longer be the person who betrayed you. It will be the void that is left after a breakup. Ooh, so I can't blame him no more then? That's what you're saying? It's the void, it ain't him? All right, Horatio, fine. Wow, what is better than filling that void with self-love? Oh, what is better than filling that void with self-love? It is a difficult process that I've been dealing with, but what I did was not stop loving myself. I do not want to stop loving anyone. I choose to still be happy without having to be with anyone but myself first. Yes. You know what? That's funny because I was actually just talking to a friend of mine today, and I was telling him that you got to start, you know, you really need to start loving yourself. Because the things that he was saying to me let me know that he didn't have much love for himself. And I told him, you're never going to find anyone to love you the way you need and deserve to be loved, the way you were created to be loved, if you do not love yourself first, because people treat you the way they see you treat yourself. So if you treat yourself like a queen, they know damn well not to come at you sideways with some peasant-type shit. You understand what I'm saying? You got to come all the way correct immediately. Okay? So you got to love yourself first. That's very important. Going back, it says, we should also continue loving other people. The reason why we should not try so hard to stop loving people is because the love that we have for them is a reminder of the beautiful times in our lives that love shows us how strong our hearts are. Yeah? You hear that? No love lost has helped me forgive my ex. That term, no love lost. I always use that term, but it'd be love lost. I'd be lying. See, that's when I do be lying. I just realized, y'all, this is not in the book. This is Juicy Renee telling y'all something personal real quick. I told the guy, remember the guy I've been talking about, the guy that broke my heart, the little dummy? Him. I told him no love lost, none gained. But you know what? It was a lot of love lost. Because now I can really piss on him. I'm just being honest. So back to the book. No love lost has helped me forgive my ex. The goal was not to stop loving her. It was to accept my love for her while also accepting that I could not be with her for my own good. For my own good. Keyword being good. It is good for us to love even if we cannot have them. Love keeps us alive. The pain from lack of acceptance is what kills us. The pain from lack of acceptance is what kills us. A part of acceptance is letting go of the what ifs and realizing the value we have in this world as individuals after the difficult process of detaching yourself from someone. It is a beautiful feeling to still be able to love them from afar and accept that the happiness you seek is truly found within yourself. Because I'm starting to get there, y'all. I'm dead serious. I'm starting to be able to walk by the guy that I've been telling y'all about, okay, and not feel nothing. I'm very serious. It's been great. I've been able to walk by him and not feel anything other than wanting to punch him in the back of his hot dog neck. I'm gonna crack myself up. I'm sorry. Okay, where did I leave a moment? When you accept the outcome in the form of love, you can look back without crying and recall memories without them hurting. Through acceptance, you release yourself from shackles of hurt and pain. With love, you maintain the ability to move on to someone new. All right, Horatio, whatever you say. We'll be back. I'm playing a little song right here. Then I'll be right back. Back.
main chick and give your girl rain check. They could come too, I make them come too. No mama, I'm a beast, do it past your curfew. Work it like a corkscrew, yeah, Jock gon' make it pop off. We could do the 69 and call that the face off. Genuine swagger, ain't nothing about me knock off. You got season passes to this love and here's a kickoff.
No mama, I'm a beast, girl, I have you going crazy.
Hey y'all, I'm back, hey, yo, that was good, Signer. All right, y'all. I'm going to get back into broken vision, okay? Because y'all know our vision is broken. You know, as women, obviously we're clueless, a lot of us, and I'm including myself. Thank you very much. Was not excluding, I'm including myself. Because we think differently from men, point blank, period. They think one way, we think the other, okay? We got to stop thinking that we know everything and start listening, especially to a man. And his name is Horatio Jones today, because we going to read from Broken Vision, which I have been doing for the past few weeks to all my faithful listeners, who, by the way, I love very freaking much, okay? I don't even be knowing how I be having all them views. Y'all be listening, though. And I appreciate and love you. Mean it. All right. Broken Vision, Horatio Jones. That's the name of the book. That's the author. And I'm about to read The Crazy X. Y'all ready? Here you go. Okay. After breaking up, one of the hardest things to do is to leave your ex to hell alone. Regardless of who dumped who, sometimes you still want them back. You want them back so badly that you will have 1,001 things to say to them. Then become obsessed with trying to get them to forgive you or want you back. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Right? Wow. Yeah, y'all got to stop doing that. All right. If you and your ex broke up, and especially if he broke up with you, you don't need to call him. You don't need to call him. Don't go calling, begging, and all that stuff unless you was the one that cheated or broke it up or whatever, did some dumb stuff. Like, you don't need to call. Y'all got to stop making up excuses tomorrow. Hey, Pookie, I left my toothbrush. Hey, I left my tampon. Hey, I left my bobby pin. Like, no, nigga, buy a new one, okay? Please stop playing games. Especially from someone that you know you need to move on from. Like, come on, man. Stop it. All right? How to stop being crazy. Let's talk about that. First thing I needed to do was to stop inventing reasons to contact her. Okay, so he's talking about what he used to do with his ex-girlfriend, Horatio Jones, in the book. He's saying the first thing you need to do is stop contacting that person. You got to stop trying to make up reasons to go to their house. Why? Because all you really want to do is convince them into another sit-down, let's get back together talk. You ain't got time for those. Okay, my ex used to do that to me all the time. I already know, Sabrina, we need to talk. Sabrina, we need to talk. No, we don't, nigga. We don't need to talk. Okay? I'm over you for the 20th time. And I mean it. The 20th time, I mean it. Yeah. And that was a lie because I was back with him. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? No. Cut it out. Why? Because all I really wanted to do was convince her into another sit-down, let's get back together talk. My actions were completely counterproductive because I was sabotaging my future chances by constantly bombarding her with relationship talk, which she was trying to stay away from. I was postponing the real deep conversation that she would have actually wanted after I calmed the hell down and after she had felt ready. Sometimes they'll never be ready, so you can't wait forever. You got to get the hint. Second thing I had to do was let her call me when she was ready to talk. I learned that minding my own business until she sought me out would have shown me that she was thinking of me and was ready to discuss things. I did not say wait for her. I said that I minded my own damn business. One thing for sure, I'm not waiting forever for anyone. Before she called me, I proceeded to cut all ties and communication. After that, the next thing I know, my ex was calling me just to see how things were going on my end. It was the way that I handled those comeback calls and determined whether or not I was making myself look crazy. Usually, I would instantly start accusing her of lying and using me for money. I looked crazy because I never had proof. Over time, I had to learn that sometimes that comeback call is truly and only just to check up on you and not to leap right back. Yeah, sometimes, you know, like me. All right, I was dating a guy for 15 years off and on. Randomly, he crosses my mind, and I really genuinely just want to know how he's doing. That's really all it is, guys, okay? That's it. I don't want to screw him. I don't want a little hookup. I don't want to see him, you know. No. Okay. I really am genuinely just calling to see how you're doing. So don't try to hold on to those things. And when it's time to move on, it's time to move on. Stop trying to hold on to something that's trying to let you go. You know, we got to do better. Like, we got to start valuing ourselves. That's a problem. That's why we got to read books like this, because we don't value ourselves as women. We're waiting for somebody else to tell us what our value is when we should already know that. We got to set the bar and standard. So if I let you treat me like I'm 20 cents, you're never going to treat me like the $1 million that you ain't never going to fucking get anyway. You're never going to do it because I'm allowing you to treat me less than a quarter, and I'm way better than that, and you know it. But it's so much energy for you to give me what I deserve as a woman if I require you to do it. You understand? And that's why y'all, a lot of y'all are not men. Y'all just some grown-ass boys that need to grow up. And that's another thing that we're going to touch on next week is the grown-ass boys that lead women on, that play games, that don't know how to keep it gully and let a chick know what it is and what it really is. If you don't want to be with me, let me know that. Don't string me along and play games. I don't have time. Nigga, does it look like I have a problem getting a date? No. Okay? All right? Ladies, you got to wisen up, okay? I love y'all very much. That's the end of today's show. And, yeah, I'm going to holler at y'all next week. I just want to let y'all know one thing and one thing only. It's my time. Okay? It's definitely my time. That's the name of the song, y'all. Y'all can all talk about myself. No, it's Kelly Price. It's my time. I love y'all. I'm going to see y'all next week. Or I'm going to talk to y'all next week. I need to see y'all, though. Yeah, one day. One day. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's time. My